Well, grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
从主耶稣来的平安，赞美与你们在一起。
I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are here in this service.
今天我要说母亲节快乐，在座所有的母亲，母亲节快乐。
We want to thank you for your tireless work, your thankless work at times.
谢谢诸位做母亲为你们所付出的一切。
Your devotion to your children, because your devotion to your children shows the type of love that God has for His children.
你对于你孩子的委身，也就是显出神对我们的爱。
So we just want to celebrate you today.
所以我们今天一同来庆祝。
Our text for today is from Isaiah chapter 6.
我们今天读的经文是在以赛亚书第六章。
And the title of this message is The Beauty of Motherhood.
所有的信息的主题是讲到这个母亲，母性的美丽。
So I want to invite you to stand up for the reading of God's Word.
我们一起站起来，读神的话语。
So what we're going to do is I'm going to read one verse, and then you'll read the verse again, and then we can go back and forth.
我会读一节，然后大家再读同样的一节，我们这样一起读完。
This is God's Word.
神的话语。
In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Sovereign Master seated on a high and elevated throne. The hem of his robe filled the temple.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Seraphs stood over them, and each one had six wings, and with two wings they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and they used the remaining two to fly.
其上有撒拉佛侍立，各有六个翅膀。用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
They called out to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. His majestic splendor fills the entire earth."
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
The sound of their voices shook the door frames, and the temple was filled with smoke.
因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
And I said, "Too bad for me, I am destroyed, for my lips are contaminated by sin, and I live among people whose lips are contaminated by sin."
那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了。因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
My eyes have seen the Lord, the King who commands armies. But then one of the seraphs flew toward me, and in his hand was a hot coal that he had taken from the altar with tongs.
有一撒拉佛飞到我眼前，手里拿着红炭。是用火剪从坛上取下来的。
He touched my mouth with it and said, "Look, this coal has touched your lips. Your evil is removed. Your sin is forgiven." I heard the voice of the Sovereign Master say, "Whom will I send? Who will go on our behalf?"
将坛沾我的口说，看哪，这坛沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便消。你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：“我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？”我说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
All right. Well, before you sit down, I want you to take this time to say hi to three people and say Happy Mother's Day to anybody that are mothers right next to you.
在我们坐下以前，我们彼此互问安，起码跟三个人讲，对母亲说：“母亲节快乐。”
You may sit down.
好，请坐。
Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord today?
是不是很高兴在神的家中？非常好吧。
If you believe that to be so, please let me hear an amen.
如果你们这样觉得，就说阿门。
Amen, amen. So recently, I read an article titled "The Short History: A Short History of Technology Worship."
最近我读了一篇文章，是讲到对科技的这个神的敬拜的历史。
It was about this article was about this robotics engineer named Anthony Lebowski.
这位工程师他是做自动化的一个工程师。
He was a co-founder of an autonomous, self-autonomous trucking business. that these trucks could actually drive themselves.
它是一个卡车公司, 这个他们所做的卡车是会自动驾驶的, 它是这个公司的创办人之一。
And what he envisioned of the future was that technology is going to come to the point that's going to surpass human abilities and become God, in which we are called to now worship them.
他的看见是说 将来有一天这个科技会发展到一个程度 会超过人的智慧 像人就要向这个科技来崇拜。
So he created this new religion.
所以他发明了这个新的宗教。
Way of the future.
就是将来的未来的发展。
What do you think?
你觉得怎么样?
Anybody on board?
你们觉得是
Of course not, right?
不对吧?
Well, I just want to read a quote from this article.
我想从下面就是从那篇文章取一些话语来说。
It says the way of the future claims its aim is a peaceful and respectful transition.
他说将来的发展就是说这是会慢慢很顺理成章的一个发展。
Who is in charge of the planet from people to people plus machines.
就是会从人变成人和机器一起来掌管这个世界。
Given that technology will relatively soon be able to surpass human abilities,
就说他觉得这个科技将来非常短的时间之内会超过人的能力。
We want to help educate people
我们希望来帮助人来了解
about this exciting future
对于这个未来充满兴奋的这发展
and prepare a smooth transition
然后希望是一个很平顺的一个转变
to worship technology
然后去敬拜这个科技神。
Now our mothers have taught us better, right?
可是我相信我母亲教我们的是对的吧。
We see that God's word that serves as our mother, that nourishes us to the truth.
神的话语就像母亲的话语来教导我们，让我们了解真理。
We see that we have a different outlook of the future.
我们看到的是不一样的，跟那个人说的是不一样的未来。
We have an epiphany.
我们有一个很兴奋的一点。
We have a manifestation of the risen Lord Jesus Christ.
就是神他在我们当中呈现。
And who we're taught as children from our mothers.
我们在小的时候也被母亲教导说。
That there's an exciting future of Christ's reign that will take place.
就是有一天基督会来会掌管这个世界。
And that we ought to direct our confidence in Jesus Christ.
我们要将我们的信心放在神的身上。
The big idea of this message is this.
在今天要讲的大的信息是,
that there's no greater role in the earth.
在这个世界上没有比这更重要的一个角色。
No greater role than motherhood to display the splendor of God's majesty and holiness.
没有一个角色比母亲的角色更能呈现神在这个世上的伟大。
To show us this capacity to forgive.
神的神圣还有神的赦免。
And to have unsung heroes that are faithful to Christ that serve to fulfill his mission.
而且这些母亲都是一些无名的英雄可以将神的使命带到这个世界上。
So I want to draw to my first point.
所以我讲的第一点是,
that mothers help us to see the holiness of God.
就是母亲帮助我们能够看到神的圣洁。
We see that the angels in verse 3,
我们在第三节看到这些天使说,
call out to one another,
他们彼此呼喊说,
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
圣哉圣哉圣哉万军之耶和华。
Now for us to appreciate what these angels, these seraphim are saying,
可以让我们更加体会到这些天使所要说的。
We need a little bit of context.
我们需要一些前后的一个了解。
You read in Isaiah chapter 5, the chapter previous to chapter 6.
如果在以赛亚书第五章，在这个第六章之前,
where the people of God,
那个时候神的子民,
instead of following after God's righteousness and justice,
他们不再生活在公义当中,
are committing economic injustice,
在经济上也是不公义的,
committing social injustice,
在社会上也是不公义的,
and moral injustice,
在道德上也是不公义的,
the land is ravished by God's wrath,
在那个全地上都充满了那个毁灭。
Now the king has died.
然后现在王又死了。
It would seem that all hope is left.
所以对他们来说好像没有任何的希望了。
The country, the people of God are churning down low. They're being humbled.
那个时候的子民，那个时候的人，他们都被压迫到一个程度，要非常的卑微。
And Isaiah is going through a crisis.
然后呢，以赛亚对他们提出忠告。
But God has already preached throughout the Bible.
可是神对我们的教导是在这个整个圣经当中。
That God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
What does it mean that God is holy?
神是圣洁是什么意思呢？
Oftentimes we think that holiness merely means God's moral perfection.
我们常常以为说神的圣洁指的是在道德上非常的纯正。
I want to suggest to you today that that is actually an implication to His holiness.
其实这只是神的圣洁当中的一个表现而已。
If you go back with me when Moses was presented with this burning, flaming bush,
我们记得那个时候摩西站在那个焚烧的荆棘面前。
God presents Himself before Moses and says,
神将这个焚烧的荆棘放在那个摩西面前，跟他说。
Moses, 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 take off your sandals.
摩西，摩西，摩西，将你脚上的鞋除掉。
Because the ground that you're standing on,
因为你所站的地方是一个圣地。
It's holy ground.
是一个圣地。
God is telling him that this land is devoted and consecrated to me.
就是你所站的地方是神圣的，属于我的。
Holiness means devotion and consecration.
圣洁指的是完全的虔诚，然后是一个属于我的成圣的。
If it wasn't so, then God would have said to him, actually, the land that you're standing on, if it merely means moral perfection, then He would have told him to get out of this land.
如果说神说这个地方是一个不圣洁的地方，你就要离开。
He murdered someone and he's in exile.
他要把他赶走，赶出这个地方。
He'll be unqualified for him to stand on this holy ground.
你根本就不有资格，没有资格站在这个圣地上。
But God, what He's communicating to him is this.
可是神要对他表达的是说，
Just like this land, this ground is holy unto me, I want you to be holy unto me, consecrated and devoted to me.
就像这个地是属于我的，我也希望你也是像这样地成圣的，是属于我的。
We see through Israel's journey in the wilderness.
我们看到在以色列的历史当中，
When they had an appetite for some good meats like they had there in Egypt.
就是像他们非常有好胃口，想要尝些好的东西。
And they were complaining.
They were
complaining.
他们还在抱怨。
They were complaining and they were impinging on God's holiness. Oh, God is not really devoted to us. He's going to leave us to death.
他们在抱怨说，哇，这个神把我们带离了原来好的地方，现在到旷野当中。
But God says, I am holy.
可是神说我是圣洁的。
I am for you, not against you.
我为你们为你们好，不是为敌对你们。
I will never abandon you.
我绝对不会抛弃你们。
Because I made a promise that I'll be faithful to you.
因为我对你们应许说，我对你永远的忠实。
So we go back to the story of Isaiah.
He's, 所以我们再回到以赛亚这个故事。
He's going through a crisis.
他总经历了一些危机。
He doesn't know what's going to take place in the future.
他不知道未来会怎么样。
Seems like all hope is left.
因为所有的东西都没有了。
But this is where God shows up.
然后神显现。
Christ specifically.
神是为中心的。
And tells him without even saying a word, but through his angels.
他没有说任何话，只是这样呈现。
That I am faithfully present before my people, and I love my people.
我今天跟你呈现，就是我很忠实的与你同在，我与你同在。
When we think about our mothers,
我们想到我们的母亲。
Can't we help but notice when we think back on how they've been faithfully present in our lives?
你有没有想到母亲在我们成长的过程当中一直都与我们在一起？
When we go through crises, when we go through troubles of life, we know that we could find a sense of refuge to our mothers.
就是我们在我们的生命当中碰到危机困难的时候，我们知道在我们母亲那里都可以得到很好的避难。
Our mothers don't get credit enough.
我们母亲常常没有得到应得的这个攻击。
We don't value them enough.
我们没有给他们应该得的价值。
For their sacrifice.
对他们所做的牺牲。
Their tireless work.
他们所做的事情。
Their thankless works at times.
他们非常忠实的跟我们来工作。
But yet it's in the mother's heart to always be their faithfully present in their lives of their children.
可是母亲的心永远与我们同在。
We see that motherhood, the beauty of motherhood is that it gives us a glimpse into the love of Christ.
我们从母亲的这个身上可以稍稍微微可以感觉到神对我们的爱。
Now, besides the fact that there is bad examples of mothers,
就除了那些不太好的那个母亲的例外之外，
we know that ultimately mothers are meant to care for their children.
我们也知道母亲她被创造出来就是要来照顾她的孩子。
And you don't have to be a Christian to see that.
我们不需要是成为基督徒才看到这一点。
But God has created it that way so that that could disclose a certain attribute of Himself, that God could show Himself as a mother in a sense to us by the picture of mothers.
神在创造母亲的时候，就是借着这一点，让我们稍稍微可以感觉到神的爱，借着母亲的形象，将神的爱彰显。
So mothers, I just want to encourage you.
所以我今天鼓励大家。
I want to encourage you because you are the quiet transformers of culture.
就是你是未来改变的，默默在改变的这个发动者。
Without you, us as children would not be sane.
你不需要说小孩子在那边。
You provide instruction.
你就是对他们提出一些忠告。
You provide guidance.
你对他们提出指引。
You provide loving stability.
你给他们爱，给他们一些稳定性。
And we can't thank you enough for that.
我们没有办法向你谢得足够，就是实在是无法用言语来表达。
Second point.
第二点。
That mothers are the best reflection of God's capacity to forgive.
第二点就是特别是母亲可以彰显神在我们身上的这个饶恕。
After we see Isaiah being rebuked by Christ,
当我们看到以赛亚这边被神在跟他说的时候
，in a very gracious way,
神斥责他是用一个非常充满慈爱的方式来跟他说。
We see the response of Isaiah right verse 5.
我们看到第五节以赛亚的反应是
，He says, "Woe is me! My lips are unclean. I have unclean lips. They are contaminated by sin."
他说祸灾我灭亡了因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。
I live among people whose lips are contaminated by sin.
而且是住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
My eyes have seen the king, the Lord who commands armies.
我的眼睛可以见大君王万军之耶和华。
See, Isaiah could not join into that choir worship with the angels.
以赛亚没有办法那个参与那些天使们的合唱
，because he didn't believe that God is holy, that God is consecrated and devoted to His people.
因为他不太相信神是圣洁的，而且可以将他也可以变成那样子的一个地位。
He almost lost his way.
他几乎失去了他的方向。
But see, like every good mother, the mother is always has the capacity, the willingness to forgive their children.
可是就像每一位母亲都有能力去饶恕宽恕他的孩子。
We see that the angel, he practices a sense of atonement for his sin.
就是那个天使他在表达出神对我们的赎罪。
And what is atonement?
那个赎罪是什么意思?
It is purification of pollution within us.
是将那个不好的事情可以把它变成好的,纯正的。
And this purification of that pollution of sin that is within us, we see that is by a cock hole. But we see that even ultimately, this passage is to point us to the work of Jesus in Him atoning and Him purifying our sins.
就是从这个经文当中，其实最终是带到耶稣基督那里，就是将我们的受污染的这个有罪的可以得到纯洁，借着耶稣基督让我们的这个罪得到赦免。
So let me give you a little illustration of what this means.
然后我给大家解释一下。
Now this is a story that a friend of mine from some time ago has shared this to me, and it's always stuck to me.
这是我过去一个朋友跟我分享，一直让我常常记得这个故事。
So this friend of mine, when he was 16 years old, he was driving to his friend's house.
我那个朋友他在16岁的时候，他开车去他的朋友家。
The car wasn't under his name.
那个车子。
It was under his mother's name.
是母亲的名字。
And of course, like all youngsters, they try to ride super fast.
当然你知道年轻人他们就开得非常的快。
And it was raining this day.
然后那天是下雨天。
And he lost control of the car and hit the car right next to him.
那他就失去了控制就撞上了他边上的那部车。
Virtually wrecked the other car.
那个车就全毁了。
He calls his mom to come to the scene.
他就赶快打电话叫他妈妈来。
And long story short.
然后长话短说。
He told him, here's the keys, go home.
然后他妈妈就跟他说这是钥匙你回家吧
She put herself in the position of the one actually committing the accident
他的妈妈就让他自己成为那个 代罪者说是他造成的车祸的
Took the blame
他接受了这个控诉
As if she was the one that committed this very accident
好像他是这个真正肇事的人
And as we know that is course, insurance fraud.
我们当然知道, 对保险来说, 这是一个不正确的报告。
Like I said before, I don't remember who the name of this friend is.
我不太记得这个人的名字了。
But we see that this illustration that really gripped his heart and even grips mine.
这个故事真是让他那个朋友非常的触动, 也触动了我的心。
Is to see how a mother would put herself in a position to save, to save her child.
就是母亲会如何的将自己放在那个无私的地位 来拯救她的孩子。
See this capacity, this willingness to forgive.
就是她有这样子的能力, 有这样子的能力去饶恕。
It's in the very heart of motherhood.
这个是在母亲的心中的一个位置。
But it's so much more in the heart of God.
其实在神来说有更多更多这样子的爱。
Mothers,
母亲们,
you help us to understand what forgiveness is.
你帮助我们来认识饶恕的意思是什么。
By when you forgive us, when we dishonor you,
借着你来饶恕我们, 虽然我们不好,
when we disobey you,
我们不遵从你的命令,
when we devalue you in our hearts,
我们不, 对你所提出的, 话语, 不尊重,
you help to have the light of Christ shine before us for us to understand that and for us to come to a place just like Isaiah to believe that God is holy, God is consecrated and devoted to his children.
你所表达出来的好像将神的光显在我们的心里, 可以看到,
and third points,
第三点,
we see that mothers are a selfless example of sacrifice and of one that fulfills the mission of God as in their roles as mothers.
母亲们是非常无私的将神的使命在他们生命当中呈现出来。
That you, mothers, are that quiet messengers of God that speak truth into our lives as children.
诸位母亲,你们就是默默地在你们的孩子身上做出来,就是神要在我们当中做成的旨意一样。
As you have seen that God is holy,
你们看到神是, 圣洁的,
that God forgives us of our sins,
神赦免我们的罪,
that you serve the mission of God by you communicating those essential truths, that beautiful truths of the gospel to your children.
你们所默默表达出来的就是神, 在我们当中所要成就的使命, 你借着这样传达给你的孩子。
So when we see that Isaiah got corrected from his error of thinking that God is not holy,
在这边那个以赛亚就被神教训他, 让他知道, 不要认为神是不圣洁的。
He was forgiven,
他是被饶恕的,
and called to be his messenger.
然后神也让他成为做他一个使者。
We read this in verse 8.
我们看第八节,
and I heard the voice of the sovereign master say, whom will I send? Who will go on our behalf?
我又听见主的声音说, 我可以差遣谁呢? 谁肯为我们去呢?
And Isaiah says, me, send me, O Lord.
以赛亚就说, 我在这里, 主, 请差遣我。
Throughout church history,
在, 教会的历史当中,
we hear of great valiant men who have propagated the truths of the gospel that have kept orthodoxy within the church.
我们看到一件很重要的事情, 让那个纯正的基督教信仰在那里,
but oftentimes what we don't hear is,
可是常常我们没有注意听到, 没有听到的是,
is the women within our churches from all the church history who have served as spiritual advisors to these great men, these titans, theologians, that we look back and we thank God because they have preserved orthodoxy.
我们会常常看中那些, 教会中很有名的这些人, 或者一些很有名的神学家, 觉得是这些人将教会纯正的历史保存下来。
Now I just want to go through just two women that come to mind.
有两个女人, 我特别想到。
Now maybe you never heard of these men, but maybe you could Google it when you have a chance.
也许你们没有听过这些人, 或者是你们等下可以Google一下这些人。
We have this great man named Gregory of Nazianzus. Gregory of Nazianzus.
这个名字我不知道怎么翻译, 有一个人, 这个名字他刚讲的。
He's part of these fathers called the Cappadocian Fathers.
他的父亲是一位,
there's a little bit of theology lesson here, right? A little church history.
是在过去历史当中的一个人, 教会历史当中一个人。
It's just to say these men, the Cappadocian Fathers,
就是这一位父亲,
helped us to formulate an understanding that God is Trinity.
就是将神的三位一体的表现出来。
This concept of a Trinity didn't come here in this first this 21st century.
所以这个观念一直到21世纪都还存在。
But all the way to the 3rd and 4th century. third and fourth century.
Third and fourth century. Mm-hmm. 从第三、第四纪那个时候慢慢传过来。
One of the men, Gregory of Nazianzus, had a sister.
这个人有一个，就是这个神学家，他有一个姐妹。
Her name was Macrina.
她的名字就刚刚说的那个。
Try to name your daughter that.
也许你可以叫你的女儿也取这个名字。
This woman, when you read her autobiography, was a woman that was holy unto Christ.
如果你读到这个人的传记的话，你知道她是一个在神面前非常圣洁成圣的人。
Before Gregory of Nazianzus became who he is today, who will we remember him for him today?
就是在那一位很有名的人成为他那个时候成为很有名的之前。
He was a man that was just enveloped with the ways of this world. He was into rhetoric, into philosophy. He had no care about Christianity.
他那个时候在追求世上的一些小学，他对基督教完全没有兴趣。
But his sister served as a spiritual mother to this young man.
可是呢，他的这个姐妹对这位年轻人来说，就好像一个属灵上的妈妈一样。
By her very example, he was won over to Christ and became the man that many of us come to thank for helping to formulate the doctrine of the Trinity.
所以呢，就是因为借着他这个姐妹的关系，让这位人后来他可以发展出这个三位一体的这个观念，对这个教会历史来说非常的重要。
We have another great woman, Anne Hutchinson.
然后另外一个很有名的女人，也是她刚才讲的名字。
She was as a spiritual advisor to men like George Whitefield.
她也是对一些很有名的神学家来说，是属灵上对他们有很高的指引。
That if you just Google George Whitefield, he was one of the great revivalists within the First Great Awakening.
这一位刚才他说的那个人，是在这教会复兴历史上也是很重要的一个人士。
Men that made impact here on the world. Men that made impact in the world.
这个人他对这个世界上带来很大的影响。
Had women advising them spiritually.
然后在属灵上给大家很多的指引。
I mean, I look into my own life, and I want to share a personal testimony and end with this.
我自己也来反省我自己的生活，跟大家分享一下。
It wasn't until 22 years old that I became a Christian.
我一直到22岁才真正成为基督徒。
I grew up going to church.
我在教会中长大。
I knew all the Bible stories.
我也知道所有的圣经故事。
I had a healthy sense of the fear of the Lord within me. I knew when I was sinning that I was sinning.
我大概知道我应该是属于神的吧。
But I was more overcome by the world. I wanted to follow the ways of the world.
可是呢，我不太遵守神的教训，我好像对这个世界比较对我有吸引力。
I thought that the pleasures of this world will fill my soul and bring me to a place of complete satisfaction.
我觉得这个好像这个世界上的享乐对我来说可以让我比较得到满足。
But I was dead wrong.
可是我真的是大错特错。
I came to a slow descent where I felt myself into this existential crisis.
我就慢慢。坠落到一个时候，变成一个非常大的危机。
In other words, I was depressed, really depressed.
我那个时候是非常非常的忧郁，很严重的忧郁症。
I lost my way.
我变得非常的瘦。
Lost a grip of reality.
我对这个世界也好像事实都抓不住了。
I was unraveling.
我已经不行了。
In a very real way, I was leading to a path almost of self-destruction.
我走了一个自我毁灭的道路上。
But I had a godly mother.
可是我很幸运，我有一个很属灵的母亲。
Had godly sisters.
也有属灵的姐妹。
My mother served as that spiritual presence of Christ in my life.
我的母亲在那个时候就像是神一样显现出给我看。
Her faithful presence in my life, in nourishing me by her very presence, by her words of encouragement, opened up my heart to consider Christ.
那个时候我母亲非常耐心地陪伴我身边，然后跟我讲神的话语，那个时候让我慢慢去接触神。
When I was unraveling, she was helping to put me together in Christ.
我那个时候有点歪歪斜斜在走的时候，我的母亲帮助我走在一个正路上。
My sisters, who are not married, who are not to have children during that time.
我那个时候两位姐妹那个时候现在她们已经有孩子了。
Their faithful presence, their humor, their prayers sustained me and kept me alive.
她们那个时候也很忠心地陪伴我在身边，然后用很幽默的方式，然后对我祷告，做了很多事情来帮助我。
God used these group of spiritual mothers and physical, like biological mother, to save my life.
神用很多的母亲，比如说是生理上真正的母亲，像我母亲一样来帮助我，来救我。
And today I thank God for each and every one of them.
我真的是非常的谢谢我的母亲还有我的姐妹们。
I thank God for you, woman.
我现在对你们这些妇女们来讲,
although maybe you haven't given birth to children,
也许你们没有自己的儿女,
you've given birth to spiritual children.
可是你有属灵上的儿女。
There's many that are spiritually orphaned that need spiritual parents.
世上有很多属灵的孤儿，他们需要属灵上的父母。
And we want to celebrate you in this Mother's Day too, that don't have children but have done that good work of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and giving birth to spiritual children that now have a Heavenly Father in heaven.
我今天的分享也对诸位虽然没有自己的孩子，可是你们在属灵上可以帮助到那些属灵过去是孤儿的，你帮他们生出来，让他们走在神。
Like I said before, there's no greater role in this earth than motherhood, because motherhood helps us to see the holiness of Christ.
在这个世界上没有任何一个角色可以像母亲那样子将神的圣洁呈现在我们的面前。
Helps us to see the forgiveness, the capacity to forgive.
可以让我们看到神的饶恕，就神有这样子的能力去饶恕，像母亲一样。
And serve as that unsung heroes. That propagate the message of Jesus Christ, although they don't get the recognition that they deserve.
而且常常是默默无闻的在那边默默的为神来做事，将神的使命彰显出来。
Mothers, we celebrate you today.
母亲们，我们今天与你们一同来庆祝。
I want to end it with this from Isaiah 49, verses 14 to 15.
我们下面要来念以赛亚书49章14节到15节。
It says, Zion said, the Lord has abandoned me. The sovereign master has forgotten me.
西安说，耶和华离弃了我，主忘记了我。
But God responds saying, can a woman forget her baby who nurses at her breast? Can she withhold compassion from the child she has born? Even if mothers were to forget, I could never forget you.
神在接着说, 妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩, 不连续他所生的儿子，即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
I recognize that many of you maybe are not Christians here today.
我想可能在座有些人还不是基督徒的。
It is hard to understand. What does it mean that God loves us?
就是说有点难以了解为什么神要爱我们呢？
But go to the best examples of motherhood.
我们就用神, 用母亲来做一个最好的例子。
See that love that a mother has for their children.
就是那母亲对她孩子所呈现出来的爱。
Multiply that love by a million.
你用那样子的爱乘上几百万次。
That's the love that God has for you.
那是神对我们的爱。
See, Jesus Christ has died to give you life.
神为我们而死。 让我们有生命。
Jesus has risen again from the grave to show that he has victory over sin and death.
神从死里复活, 显现出他有那个战胜死亡的能力。
And he did this all for you.
然后同样的对我们来说,
when you committed that car crash of a life,
你在这个生命当中非常混乱的时候,
he's the one that steps in and says, I got this.
这个神就对我们说, 不用担心, 我托住了你。
It's through Jesus that we could come to the Father.
是借着主耶稣基督我们可以到神那里去。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Great Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks for this day, that we get to celebrate this beautiful day in which we commemorate the beauty of motherhood.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们这美好的一天，让我们今天来庆祝母亲节。
For many, there is a sense of pain going through this day.
对很多人来说, 今天可能是一个痛苦的一天。
Mothers that have passed away,
母亲过世了。
Women that seek to have that ability to give birth.
那些母亲她们没有办法生小孩。
Perhaps mothers that have children that have been rebellious not only to themselves but to you.
或者是有些母亲的孩子不孝顺不听话。
I pray, Father, that you would flood each woman here with a sense of your love and peace.
我求神你将你的爱充满在这些人的心里面。
To echo in their hearts that you are holy.
让他们的心充满了爱，成为圣洁。
That you will never abandon them.
你绝对不会抛弃他们。
You will never forsake them.
你不会抛弃他们。
You'll never leave them.
你不会离弃他们。
And that you love them.
你爱他们。
Christ has shown that.
神, 基督将这样爱显现出来。
Father, I thank you so much for all the children that are here with their parents.
亲爱的天父，我们也将我们今天在座做孩子的。
I pray their children will go all out today in celebrating their mothers.
今天都会与他母亲来庆祝。
Bless, Lord, this church.
祝福这个教会。
That in a very real way,
借着每一次
that the church serves as a mother to others and instructing them in your ways.
借着母亲将你的爱呈现出来。
Bless First Baptist Church of Flushing.
祝福这个社区
and all the churches that bear the name of Christ.
在这个社会社区里所有借奉主名来聚会的教会
We pray for their prosperity and peace.
求主给我们的平安
And we pray this in the name of Jesus.
我们这样借耶稣基督的名
And all God's people said.
我们这样祷告
Amen.
Amen.